Let's talk about the news. Microsoft. Microsoft, Microsoft. I feel like I only talk about two companies when I talk about the news. It's either MS or GitHub, which essentially is Microsoft anyway. So Microsoft is the king of open source. After being one of the biggest closed source companies for many years, it stepped up to the plate again. This time, helping with OpenJDK. Microsoft's team will be working on smaller bug fixes and backports so it can learn how to be a good citizen within the OpenJDK community. Microsoft and subsidiaries are heavily dependent on Java. If you knew how much Java Microsoft actually needed, it's absolutely insane. Which is probably why they're getting involved, honestly. And hopefully they don't break anything like they have done in previous Windows updates. Netflix. Hey, don't talk about Netflix very often. Opened up two new open source projects, Polynote and Mantis. Mantis is used, and this is a quote from their documentation because it is a lot. It is real-time monitoring. They use it at Netflix. It monitors the massive amounts of streams per second in order to determine the current health of the streaming service. If the number of streams per second dips below a certain amount or shows a notable change, Mantis detects the change in seconds. So essentially, you know, you could have alerting within milliseconds. It has contextual alerting. So on a larger scale, Netflix analyzes interactions between the microservices in order to determine a change or anomaly. According to Netflix, Mantis' real-time nature cuts down the time of detecting anomalies down to seconds, which when you're using a vast lot of microservices and you have a big cluster, it's really important that you know within seconds that something is wrong. It has chaos testing, which essentially an experimental exercise of like, is your system resilient? So they have that, so you can basically run a chaos test and it will detect all of those problems. And then alerting on logs. So Mantis create alerts attached to certain patterns in application logs. So if they're seeing like real time, people are getting 500 errors every time they log in, they'll be able to get that alert immediately and be like, well, there's something wrong with, you know, the login API. Let's go look at that. Like, it's very quick. The other one is Polynote. And Polynote is an open source polyglot notebook that supports Scala, Apache Spark, and multiple language. Basically, its primary focus is to reproduce notebooks, better visibility. There's no hidden states. If you don't know what a polyglot notebook is, go and look it up. But essentially, like, a lot of machine learning and stuff like that is done with it. So it has IDE-like features. Is interactive, autocomplete, work as you type with rich text editor. It'll highlight errors if you have those. It's multi-language support, so mixed programming languages is available. So the same notebook can basically support a bunch of different languages in each cell. For instance, using Python and Matplotlib in combination is totally okay. It has runtime insight, so Polynote displays what the kernel is doing in the task area, so you can keep track of everything. It's easy to reproduce stuff with immutable data models. Has great data visualization. It can integrate with Matplotlib and the Vega visualization language to create super nice, you know, informative data analytics. And it has Apache Spark integration. So that's always nice. So that's some pretty neat stuff from Netflix. You know, you don't hear much about like a streaming service offering up some open source projects. But I mean, open source is king, right? That's why I do this podcast, because I think, you know, it's important that open source is available. Well, that's the end of this episode. It's pretty short, but pretty sweet. It feels good to be back in front of the microphone and good to be recording again. If you want your project featured, please, please, please reach out to me on Twitter. It's so much quicker to just send me a DM. They're always open. or just tweet at me and be like, hey, you should check out Project X, which people have done in the past. If you want to help me in any possible way, please leave a review on iTunes. Let people know that the Open Source Developer Podcast is here. We're talking about open source projects. I'm digging into them. I'm looking about what they have, what they offer. I'm considering doing some other stuff around open source projects. But please, please, please let people know that I'm here. And if you have any way to donate money to the podcast, please go to patreon.com/opensourcedevpod. Every dollar counts. It really helps me out. Well, until next time, keep contributing.